It's like going through a door that you never knew existed. All of a sudden, this door shows up and you open it, and on the other side is that future, and behind you is the life you've always lived. And once you walk through that door, because you've got to, once you walk through that door, you can look back and see what you had there and see that it's still there. It's just different to you now.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
This week's The Art of Fatherhood podcast is being brought to you by BigCommerce. Build, run, and grow a better online business that's up and running in less time with less cost. With BigCommerce, get an e-commerce platform that won't hold you back today or in the future. With your choice of the best features and functionality to showcase your products and manage them for your business. BigCommerce is selling made simple, an e-commerce platform with powerful built-in tools for businesses of all shapes and sizes. You can rank higher with the best-in-class SEO. Move up in search results with features built to align with SEO best practices, including search-friendly themes and more. BigCommerce partners up with Google to ensure industry-standard SEO built into all of their sites. You also get full control over URLs, tag titles, header tags, and metadata so you can keep your brand front and center. Make social media work for you and make your customers find an easy way to purchase your products across all social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram. All sales are sent back to your online store for seamless processing and inventory control. Manage your online business with ease. With more out-of-the-box features, BigCommerce has taken the complexity out of setting up and managing your store, helping your business save time and money as you grow. To get your free trial started today, go to BigCommerce.com. That's BigCommerce.com.
What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. I'm very happy to have Carlos Bustamante. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well, man. Looking forward to chatting with you. Can't wait to talk about your great career, especially at Entertainment Tonight in Canada. But I love bringing good guys like yourself to talk about their fatherhood journey. So when you found out you were going to be a dad, sir, what was going through your mind?
Shock. Like, it was a big surprise. It was a big surprise for us both. It was one of those things where you're shocked for a minute and you got to like just grab on to how you're feeling and bring it in, so that you can just be focused on what's going to be coming up in the future. Like, that's what it was like right away. It was a few minutes like, whoa, what's going on? And then just kind of reining all that in to just make decisions right then and there about, okay, the future's coming. And so let's do this.
Nice, man. I like that mentality. That could go for one of my questions about like a dad tip or a dad hack. But first, I mean, if people know your career and people just, you know, see your work ethic, man, I'm guessing hard work is something you're going to instill into your kids. But talk about some of the other core values, sir.
Yeah, I mean, hard work is definitely one. You know, my wife and I both grew up with that as like a core value, as you say, in our households. But we also, you know, it's that, it's kindness. It's not being ignorant. So like, you know, intelligence is one thing, but also just not being ignorant of the world around you, and valuing other people, not just for what you think they bring to the table, but for what they also believe they can bring to the table and who they think they are. So kind of respecting and valuing that goes along with kindness as well.
That's and perfect, also man. Just like, I love that. I just want to say, you can keep on going, but that is so awesome. Not just like, oh, what do you think they can bring? But what do they think they can bring and embrace that? Love that. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's part of like trying your best to, and it's not, you know, this goes for everyone, like adults and kids alike. It's not always easy to kind of put yourself in another person's shoes or try to see things from their perspective or their experience, but like, put the effort in, you know, like put the effort in so that, you know, you're not alienating people or, you know, it's, I think it's a process, especially when you're young, like when you're a kid, it's practice, right? Practice is another thing. You want to be like, whether it's that or it's practicing a skill, I want them to embrace practice as like a regular part of their life, because it's just like, that's how you improve at everything. Whether it's like a tangible, like again, like a tangible skill, a sport, or even just your emotions and how to handle them. And this is like enjoying life too, like looking at life and being able to, you know, because if things get busier and busier and busier, you know this, very quickly as kids, things start to get really busy. And I don't want them to lose the idea that they can just stop underneath a tree that's blossoming in the springtime and like take that in, you know, take in what's around them and sort of enjoy the world that they're living in as well. Those are off the top of my head. Those are like kind of the core things.
Those are so great. And again, my apologies for interrupting you, but I just wanted to stress, like, I love the fact that you and your wife are teaching your kids, being like, just look at what they think they can bring. Because I think that, you know, sometimes it's like that old adage, you can't judge a book by its cover, right? Because until you like get to know that person, and again, empathy and respect. But that's a great perspective to have. Like you said, not only kids should learn that, but adults should learn that as well. And I think this question is kind of, I wouldn't say easy for you, but the way you're talking about parenting and being a dad, I think this might come natural to you. But what is something that your kids have taught you either about yourself or about life that maybe you didn't know was there until you had kids, and then you realize like, oh, this is a part of me that my kids brought out it.
This is something I say literally every time I'm talking about like having kids. And I mean like the experience of first knowing that you're going to have kids, that first day that you have your kid, and also those situations you're talking about wherein over the course of your life, you're experiencing new things. It's like going through a door that you never knew existed. All of a sudden this door shows up and you open it, and on the other side is that future, and behind you is the life you've always lived. And once you walk through that door, once you walk through that door, you can look back and see what you had there and see that it's still there. It's just different to you now, but everything through the door that you've walked through is what you're going to be embracing from here on out. I say that every single time, because it's like you didn't know this world existed. You had an idea because you've been a kid yourself, or you're an uncle or an aunt or whatever it is. Like you have experience with children, but not being a parent yourself. I say that every single time because it's wild. It's completely different. So they teach me things every day. I think one of the things that I'm kind of in the middle of right now, because they're 11 and 9. I'm constantly learning more and more about listening. I listen for a living, right? Like I have conversations with people for a living. And so that in a way kind of helps this, but understanding that they are like, I say this a lot to kids and they laugh and they think it's funny, but I'm like, grownups are just like kids that are taller for the most part. Like you know, like there's a lot of, and like, I'm looking at what's going on behind you with NBA Jam and Mortal Kombat 2. And like, that's totally reading true. Right.
Yep.
But like a lot of the things that we feel as grownups, we've felt our whole lives. And like some of the perspectives that we have, we still hold on to from what we got when we were kids. So it's like them teaching me about who they're going to be in a way. And also for me to listen to them, listening to them from the perspective of who they are now, what their life experience is now, and understanding that, like, you know, you don't dismiss a thing that a kid says just because they're a kid. That's, I think, something that can be very harmful. If you've ever experienced that as a kid, then you know, for me, that's something I hold on to as an adult. And so I try to apply that, and they're teaching me actually more about that, how to be better at that, kind of stop and go, all right, like, what are we going to actually have conversation about, rather than go, you know, sometimes you might not have time for something or think something's not important, but you never know what's really important to them unless you talk to them about it.
Spot on, sir. Love it, man. Yeah, a lot of great things right here. And if this almost bleeds again, like, you can tell that you do interviews for a living, man, because you're bleeding into my next questions. I love it. You got like that Jedi sense. And I think everything that you said could be a dad hack or a piece of parenting advice, but is there something different that you'd like to share in terms of like a dad hack or parenting advice to new parents, new dads out there listening to this?
I think one thing that I take to heart a lot is that you know, again, before you walk through that door, you might think you know everything. And then you walk through the door and you realize you don't know jack, like you don't know a thing at all. And so you try to figure things out as you go and take lessons from people that you know, parents that you respect, maybe your own parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whatever, and try to mash that all in together into what your parenting style is going to be. But I think that understanding that you don't know everything and not approaching, understanding a situation that you don't know about and that you might not understand, and approaching it from that angle that you are going to be learning, and that everything is going to run simultaneously. So you're helping to raise and form a child, but also you're learning how to raise and form a child. And when you come at it from that understanding, you can be a little bit easier on yourself, I think, when you maybe don't reach an expectation you might've held for yourself. I think that's something to keep in mind too, to kind of like, I don't know, because things can get tough. And people, I just had this conversation with my son the other day, actually. No one's going to be a harsher critic of you than yourself. And so when you understand that there are not necessarily things that you can let go of, but ways that you can be easier on yourself because you understand that you are learning as you go along. That to me, I think, is one of the best ways to approach it.
Love it, man. Great piece of advice right there. Thank you so much. And like I said, if people follow your career and your great content on, Entertainment Tonight in Canada and on social media as well, they've known you've interviewed a lot of great people. But certain things like, just kind of studying up on you and just prepping up for this interview, like I love the fact that we have something in common where we both interviewed the group, from the Skidamarink song, Sharon, Lois, and Bram. We talked,
yeah.
And it was just like a thrill to do the song with them. And talking to them, like, it took me back to my childhood. And I think, talk about like living in the moment and going through a new door that maybe you haven't gone through. I mean, interviewing people, that's your bread and butter and get it, and you're great at it. But just the different experiences, right? But like, besides that one moment, is there another, but there's countless, but you can just share one like surreal moment where while you're doing your job, you're still in the back of your mind like, is this happening right now?
Yeah, there's a ton of them. And like you said, it's hard to kind of pick out one. I go back to sort of the beginning of what things were like during the pandemic when we started doing these Zoom interviews instead of doing them in person. I think one of the things that struck me as so surreal was that instead of it being in a hotel or some fancy place that's been set up and cost a lot of money, I'm talking to someone from here in my basement who's also in their basement or their rec room, and they're trying to figure it out. Like, so a surreal moment for me, and this happened all the time, is me actually being like tech support for a world famous musician or actor as they're going like, is this angle good? Can I like, should I, hold on a second. I'm going to move to another place in my house. How about this? Can you hear me now? And it being like, that wall of the importance, not importance, but like this sort of facade of celebrity-ish sort of coming down,
yeah.
And people being open and vulnerable because we're all in a new situation together. So, you could talk about traveling to amazing places on this planet to go for an interview or work on a story. I've certainly been there, but being in my home and having that sort of weird personal experience with people is in recent memory, the most surreal thing to me.
Nice, man. Thank you very much for that. And how did you get into like, where was your origin story of starting in the entertainment career?
Radioactive spider, like most people, bit by a radioactive spider and there you go. I went to theater school in Toronto and I auditioned for YTV to be a host. And it was, not coming from an angle of someone who does interviews or is a reporter, because I hadn't had that experience yet. It was coming from the angle of someone who was doing theater and improv and voices and characters and singing and dancing and all that stuff. And so I was very lucky to be picked to be on that. And I did that for ages. Like I did YTV for like 16 years. And out of that, just the relationships that I formed there, I was able to transition to Entertainment Tonight Canada. I had gained a lot of the skills that I would need for this particular job doing that job. So, starting off everything being sort of about performance, but then learning about production and learning how to write things and then learning how to interview and all that stuff. And I started to really love it. And so the opportunity came along to join this team and I just jumped at it.
Nice, man. You do it really well, sir.
Thanks.
what is something, and again, I just feel like you're going to ace this question as well. What is something you
take
now,
a test?
Yeah. What was something now that you would tell your younger self while you were getting into the industry? Because, you know, there's a lot of things that, again, like you said, like when you're talking to your son, you are your worst critic, right? And you're going to like be hard on yourself. Is there something that you would tell your younger self when you got into this industry that you know now?
Something different that I know now. I mean, I would have said the same things I think that I might say to my kids too, is like, you know, work hard and treat everybody well. Like those are two of the biggest lessons I think that you can learn kind of going into any line of work. Be patient with yourself is one thing that I think when you're young, you don't necessarily have. And also, you know, maybe one of the bigger things would be to just keep an eye out for opportunity when it comes your way. It might not look like what you want. It might not look like what you envision, but if something could be right in front of you and it could be very, very valuable. And so don't dismiss it offhand just because it's not what you think you're supposed to be doing or what you think you're owed. I think that might be the biggest thing.
Nice, man. Great, great, great insight as well. And one more question before I finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Being in the industry, a lot of cool people. Did you get some cool like dad cred from you know, a story at a cover, or someone you interview from your kids? I'm like, whoa, you did that?
Yeah, one of the things that was crazy was when they were younger, I got Shawn Mendes to give them a shout out. I'd interviewed Shawn Mendes for the first time when I was doing YTV, and you know, he had admitted to me that when he was younger, he used to watch me growing up, which I thought was super cool. Such a great guy, super nice guy. And so we've chatted a few times since, and I had told him, I can't remember which single it was that was out that he was promoting, but I told him in the interview, I'm like, yo, my kids are crazy for this right now. Like, just letting you know. And he goes, hey, can I give them a shout out? Can we do a video for them right now? And I was like, of course. And so he did a video for them, like saying hi to them and thank you and all that. And when I showed my kids, they were like, like they lost it there. They're like, oh, this is crazy. And every now and again, I'll tell them, like, whether it's a voice actor who I know or another actor that I interviewed, like they will say to me when we're watching something, hey, have you met that person? Hey, have you met that person? And I'll say, you know, yes, more often than not, yes. And it's not that they're not really phased in the sense of like, whoa, that's super cool, dad. Or like, oh, that person is amazing. Like they're not really fans of people in that way, but it's more like, I think they just kind of, I don't know, maybe they think it's cool. As a dad, oftentimes you just think that your kids don't really care because yep. and why should they be? Like they're interested in their life and what they're doing. And that's what I much prefer. But every now and again, you get a little glimpse of them being like, hey, that's pretty cool. So that's all right. I'll take it.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Now we're going to finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Favorite family movie? Do you guys have one right now?
Favorite family movie? For a long time, it's been Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Nice. They love that. But right now, actually, it's Turning Red. Ever since they saw Turning Red, like, you know, they've been watching it nonstop.
Nice. Obviously, you know, where you guys are from, right? Toronto?
yeah, man. Yeah, it's so cool.
Nice, man. Favorite family song, or is there an artist that you couldn't wait to introduce your kids to?
Oh, so whenever we have dinner, we like, someone gets to pick the music. Oftentimes I'll just say, hey, you know, hey, Google, whatever, play some music for dinner. But sometimes, you know, one of the kids speaks up, they want to choose this. So like, whether we're in the car, I'll be like, hey guys, what do you want to listen to right now? Or at dinner, what do you want us to do? And so it's not so much that I wanted to introduce them to something, but my daughter always, always picks What Does the Fox Say? Every time, because she loves the song. And she also knows that the playlist that like they automatically produce after What Does the Fox Say is all ridiculous songs that she thinks is hilarious and that her brother thinks are hilarious. And she also knows that we as parents might not really love. So it's like a double thing. Like they get the enjoyment of listening to these songs they think are really funny, and the enjoyment of like putting it to us just a little bit while we're having dinner.
No doubt, man. I love that. That's
Yeah,
great.
yeah.
Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Oh, we had one, which we love, and we're trying to get back there whenever we can. But we went to Costa Rica a few years ago, and it was amazing. It was beautiful, beautiful weather, and a lot of things to do with family, like going to these conservation areas where they can experience different animals and the kind of nature that we just don't have here. I think that was amazing. The other one that we're trying to get to when they open up is Japan. I've had the good fortune to go a couple of times to Tokyo and Kyoto, and immediately I was like, oh my God, like my family's gonna love this. Like the kids are so into so many of the same things. Like we're into a lot of the same stuff, video games and anime and all that. And so for them to go and to kind of experience it all and get immersed in it, they would love it. They'd lose their minds.
Nice, man. Love that. With this answer, it's not gonna be like that's the only person you want to interview because there's probably a bunch more. But is there someone you haven't interviewed that you just would love to get like a few minutes with chat about on a certain project or just their career?
Conan O'Brien. I've been a huge fan of Conan O'Brien like my whole life. And I've even considered like, he has his podcast now. And so you can call in because he does, podcasts where he talks to a celebrity, but he also does shorter ones where they talk to fans. And I've considered it, been like to like write in, just to, not even to interview him, but just to be like, hey, I want to have a conversation on your podcast. Never mind my own. But he's like, I don't know. Sometimes I think about it and I'm like, man, what would I even say? Like, what would I even ask? That's I don't often get nervous about talking to people, but there are a couple times that I get that sort of sensation when I think about talking to someone, and he's one of them for sure.
Yeah, man, that dude. Like, of course, people know him from the shows and like the Conan O'Brien show and all that stuff. But like the fact that he's written some of the stuff for The Simpsons is like you can tell like that's part like you could tell like that's Conan's humor right there, right?
Yeah, well, you consider all the work that he has been a part of. And if you grew up around the same time as like The Simpsons was really, really huge back in the seasons where he was writing, and also when he was younger doing his show and growing up with his humor, that sensibility has formed the sense of humor and the sensibility of so many people, and I'm definitely one of those people.
Nice, man. And lastly, top three words you hope your kids would use to describe you as a dad, what would you want them to be?
Oh. Present.
Nice.
What else? I don't know. I guess sort of going back to the beginning, a lot of the same things that I hope that they learn about. Like I would hope that they would say I was present, that I was there enough. I'd hope that they would say I was kind, like not just to them, but as an example, like to the that they would see that I was like that with other people. And maybe a decent cook.
Nice.
Like a decent cook would be good. We're getting there. We're
Nice.
getting they're very kind to me when it comes to that. Like, we always do a star rating after every meal if I make it. We do. Like if my wife makes food, they love it. They'll eat it. Whatever. Grandma makes food, forget it. It's their favorite. If I make food, I gotta be like, all right, guys, out of 10. Like you gotta give me an out of 10. And they're very kind. They do a proper 7 most of the time. So
Proper 7. Nice. After we're done with this interview,
Day, a diplomatic 7.
after this
Yeah.
interview is done, I may give you some of my recipes that my kid definitely loves, so maybe you can
Beauty.
pass that 7. People, make sure you follow Carlos on TikTok and Instagram at losbot losbot, and of course check out the great work that he's doing over at Entertainment Tonight Canada. I know you're a busy guy. Thank you very much for your time and your just insight on fatherhood. I hope a lot of parents and kids listen to this. Let's take away like a lot of great things and. You put a lot of great positivity in the world, and I appreciate it, sir.
Cheers, man. I appreciate that to you. Thanks for having me on.
Want to thank this week's podcast sponsor, BigCommerce. If you're looking to build, run, and grow a better business online, make sure you check out BigCommerce. You'll get your site running up in less time with less cost. You can get an e-commerce platform from BigCommerce that won't hold you back today or in the future with your choice of the best features and functionality to showcase your products and manage your business. Make sure you go to BigCommerce.com to start your free trial today. Thanks for checking out this week's edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Please rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And also go to artoffatherhood.net. You can have a chance to check out some great articles like the weekly Dad's Doing It Right column, the Collector of the Week, and many more. Plus, you have a chance to win some very cool prizes like video games, collectibles, all that good stuff. Go to artoffatherhood.net. And please make sure you rate, subscribe, and review wherever you listen to podcasts, because I'll greatly appreciate it to get the word out on the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.